We all met at school and came from a similar background. We were Asian girls with strict boundaries. We would go to Wimbledon Common in the afternoons and puff away on our fags, then brush our teeth and go home. Girlies by Sudha Butcher and Shaheen Khan, Episode 3.
You know, Vini, when we were in Uganda, all the ladies used to sit till 4 o'clock and talk, when they always took the children wherever they went, and nobody minded.
But I can't take him to work, Masi.
Even your free time, you go to girlies, and there you can't take children. Your Mr. Ali, always his head in the crossword, or watching disasters on the news, when there is a storm brewing in his own house. Since your ba died, I am your mother. I don't want to interfere, Vini. But the boy is lacking in attention. That's why he has done this.
Masi, Karan cut up the sofa with a pair of scissors because I'm having a baby. Not because I go to girlies.
He's been an only child for 5 years. What do you expect? Less gap between children would have been easier. Now it will take time to adjust.
Oh, you know we couldn't afford to have any more children. We still can't.
Children are a gift from God. Nothing to do with afford.
Ali, did you give him any Calpol?
No, his temperature has gone down. Here, Karan. Where's today's paper?
You should have stuck with the cable installation job. Veena's son is doing it, earning £400 a week. What about minicab driving? Lot of your Nigerians are doing it in Tooting.
I'll go sweep the streets. That'll please you.
But I can't keep supporting this family. The money I get from doing Dan's account won't stretch that far. Get your head out the sand.
Babies aren't cheap.
Oh, God.
Karan, do you want some breakfast? Cornflakes. Sugar puffs? Toast.
You want your Masi's Indian puris? I'll make them for you.
And potato shack.
Masi, bad boys don't get puris.
Vinny, we've had a chat about it, haven't we, Karan?
Sorry, Daddy.
Yeah, well, sorry won't fix the sofa. No! He's got to learn right from wrong,
he's
Masi.
He's 5 years old.
He's advanced for his age, and he's behaving like a 2-year-old. Listen, Karan, Mummy's having a baby. You'll have a little brother or a sister. You have to help, Mummy. Karan, look at me when I'm talking to you. What do you think they're going to learn from you if you're behaving like this, hey?
Look what you've done.
Oh, beta. Don't cry. Mummy's just dying. Come with Masi. You can roll out the puris, huh? Huh? Hello, hello. Let's go to the kitchen.
Just leave him. Can't you see what he's doing? I'm talking to him and he's ignoring me.
What are you going to do now? He's crying. When a child is hungry, you give him food. When he's crying, you give him love.
Masi, he's my son. Stop interfering.
I know I'm just your auntie, Vinita. But to me, you are my daughter. But now you think my help is interfering, so I'll go. I don't want to come between you and your family.
Masi, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. You're right. I'm tired.
Masi, don't go.
I'm going.
Masi! I hate you, Vinny!
Karan.
I hate you!
Karan.
You made Masi go away!
Horrible! Adam, can I get you anything?
I'll have a sweet lassie, thanks.
Julia.
What now, Sonal?
Is he there yet?
No, he's not. I thought you gave me a mobile for my safety, not for you to bug me all night. It's embarrassing. I'm in a restaurant.
Julia, you haven't been on a date for 14 years. Well, you're going out with one of my NVQ students. Sorry, but I feel responsible.
Sonal, I'm a big girl now.
Where exactly are you in Tooting? Just in case you need me to pick you up.
Sonal?
Tooting's a rough area. I work there, I know. I've had my car stereo pinched 3 times and my tyres slashed in daylight.
Driving round in a Merc, you're asking for it.
Tula, you could get attacked.
Are you right? I'm at the Colombo Curry House on the High Street. I'll call you if I need you. Look, I can see Ramesh coming in now. I'm switching off your mobile. Goodbye.
Hi. Were you phoning for a taxi? Did you think I wasn't going to show up? I'm sorry I'm late.
That's all right, Ramesh.
I recognise that phone.
Yeah, it's one of a kind, isn't it? Who else would have a metallic gold mobile? Sonal's worried about me being in a rough area with a stranger. She's keeping tabs on me.
Really?
Don't worry, I've switched it off.
Was she upset about me meeting you?
She was there when you phoned. You should have seen her face. She thinks I'm a cradle snatcher.
You're a lassie, madam.
Thanks.
Ready to order?
We'll have 2 jackfish specials. I hope you don't mind me ordering.
No, you obviously know what to ask for.
That's all, and another sweet lassi. Mm. I like coming here because it's the only place in South London that does authentic Sri Lankan food. Unfortunately, it's not licensed. I know how much you girlies like your wine.
Don't worry, I'll survive.
Hello?
What a disaster, Jabeen. My first date in 14 years and I'm standing at the 57 bus stop at 10 p.m.
Why? Where's that Ramesh?
I got rid of him. He did nothing but go on about Sonal.
Really?
Yeah, it was Sonal this, Sonal that. Isn't she perfect, wonderful person, remarkable woman?
You're joking.
He found out I was wearing one of her chuck hats and he kept stroking the material. He's obsessed with her. I've got to tell her to watch him.
Look, this is juicy. Why don't you come over?
What about the old cardigan?
Oh, he's due back from Munich tonight, but God knows what time he'll get in. Finny's here.
What's she doing there?
Oh, Marcy stormed out this morning, so Karen's not talking to her. And Ali's settled in front of Newsnight with his crossword.
All right, I'm coming over. You got any alcohol? I've been a lassie all night.
I'll find something. Shall we ask Sonal?
Well, she's been waiting on Tendulks for me to phone her. I'll get her to pick me up. She's right about to, and I'm getting spooked at this bus stop.
Salim, you forgot to sign this one.
Huh?
Sonal's house inauguration ceremony on Sunday. We can't make it, so I thought I'd send her a card.
You could go on your own.
No, I'd rather have a quiet day reading the papers.
Sorry, Samina. Us going to the test matches ruining your social life.
No, it's all right. I don't mind.
I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Javed, it's only 10:15.
But my body clock is still operating on Pakistani time.
Yeah, you've been here 2 days.
He's jet-lagged, Salim. Let him rest.
I travel more than him. I never suffer.
Johnny, you're 10 years younger than me.
I probably won't see you in the morning, Javed, so enjoy the test match.
Arre, stay up for the cricket highlights. They'll be on after the news.
Not tonight, Salim. Shabba khair. Good night, Samina.
Good night.
Night-night. Darling, why don't we have an early night as well?
I want to watch the cricket.
Oh, not tonight. Come on. Let's go to bed.
You go, I'll join you in a while. Not here, Samina. Wait till we get to bed, we have a guest.
Come on, then.
Let me just clear away the coffee cups.
Leave them.
They'll only irritate you in the morning.
Salim?
All right, all right. I'll just brush my teeth.
Anyone would think you didn't want to do this, Salim.
Don't be silly.
Well, you're not responding.
I am.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Kiss me then.
It's no use, I can't.
Why?
It's just not spontaneous, Samina.
What?
This ovulation kit business.
Give it a chance.
It's all red lights, green lights. Today is the day or else. I'm sorry, I can't make a baby on demand.
Son? I'm just a taxi driver. I've called the police. Are you Mrs. O'Meridian?
Where did you find him? Where's Ali?
Daddy's asleep.
Oh, my God. What's going on? Ali? Ali?
It's all right. Calm down.
Ali, where are you?
Your voice is down.
Ali?
Some of us are trying to sleep.
What's happening out here?
Karen! What are you doing out of bed?
Oh, Ali, I thought something awful had happened to you.
I found your little boy waiting at the bus stop.
I wanted to go to Massey's.
Ali, where have you been? Where were you? He was at the bus stop on his own.
You all right, son? How did you get out? I locked the doors.
Just through the cat flap.
The cat flap?
How many times have I told you, Ali, block it up? We don't even have a cat.
Daddy, I was trying to get to Massey's house. I didn't cross any roads because I know it's dangerous.
It's past midnight, Ali. He was out on his own.
Calm down, Vinny. Let the gentleman here tell us exactly what happened.
Well, as I said, I saw your little boy waiting at the 57 bus stop. Seeing a child on his own, especially at night, I thought I'd better stop. You know what it's like, there's some nutters around. He was calm as anything, said he wanted to go to Tooting to see someone called Mussy.
I wanted to bring Mussy back.
Couldn't get in a cab at first, said he wasn't allowed to take lifts from strangers. I couldn't just leave him there, could I? He eventually gave me this address.
I can't believe this is happening.
Vicky, you must have heard something, Ali.
Vinny, I swear I didn't hear a thing. I put him to bed, I locked the doors, I went to sleep. Karen, why did you wake me up before doing such a stupid thing?
You're angry with me.
I'm not angry.
We're just worried.
Here's the police.
When I woke up, you weren't there, and I thought you'd gone away, as well as Massey.
Oh, Karen, I'd never leave you.
You're having a baby, because you don't love me anymore. Only Massey loves me.
Oh, don't be silly. Of course we love you. Hey, you'll always be my first baby. Oh, come here, come on, hey? Oh, we'll get Massey back, don't worry.
Evening. What seems to be the problem here?
I'm Steve Potter. I called you about this little boy. I found him at the bus stop.
No idea what you're talking about, sir.
But I called the police.
Well, I'm here following up a noise complaint from the neighbours.
Doris.
What a bitch!
It is a residential area, madam, and it's well past midnight.
Can't you see they're worried about their little boy?
Well, he seems to be safe and sound now. I'd get the little chap to bed and keep the noise down, sir.
Daddy! Another police car!
That'll be your lot. They'll take your statement.
I see. You beat us to it.
No, mate, we're just leaving.
I hope you were here about this little boy, because your colleagues weren't bothered.
Yes. Are you Karen and Meridian?
Yes, officer. Can I make a statement?
You've got a bright boy there.
Too bright. Here comes Doris. I think we should all go inside.
If you've got time to play Happy Family before school, you've got time to empty out the dishwasher.
We want to play with Daddy.
Did you miss me, girls?
Yes,
I sure
Daddy.
Miss you.
Come on, Ollie and Sarah, give me a hand.
Uh-oh, someone's in a bad mood.
Daddy, can you play Spice Girls?
Sorry, honey, I don't know that one. You sing it.
It should be my lover.
Girls, get a move on. You still got to get ready to school.
Making it forever. Friendship never ends. It should be my lover.
Is anyone listening to me?
Daddy, it's own clothes day today.
Get upstairs.
Go on, before Mom gets really mad.
I've put your Indian clothes on your bed.
I don't want to wear those. Looks silly.
Pardon, Alia. What do you mean, look silly? You love wearing them.
Let them wear what they want, you beans. No big deal.
Since I've been going to this bloody private school, they're ashamed of their Asianness.
Mummy said a bad word.
To being their kids, they want to be like everyone else.
Well, they're not like everyone else. They come from mixed parentage.
So what? They're well-balanced kids. What's your problem all of a sudden?
You're my problem. I mean, you don't care.
Oh, here we go. You want to pick a fight?
You're not listening. That school we're paying a fortune for isn't providing these girls with any sense of multiculturalism. You know, it's all Christian this, harvest festivals, ballet and piano. These kids think they're white.
I suppose you and your girlies provide a great example of multiculturalism.
What are you trying to say? I'm white?
No, Mummy, you're brown.
And what does that make you, Alia? Ashamed to wear your Indian clothes at school?
You're being laid off, the kids. What's this all about?
I am Asian. It's in me. You know, these girls need to be taught. I don't want them to be ashamed of their background.
I'm white. Daddy borned me.
Yeah.
You see, Daddy borned her. He's away 6 days, comes home, plays a bit of piano for you, and he borned you. He's never here, though, is he? Who looks after you?
Stop fighting me.
I know how you look after these kids. Other people's husbands take them to school while you're throwing up in the bathroom. I come home after a week of working like a dog and there's a den of ice in the kitchen while the kids are getting asphyxiated upstairs.
That den of ice was my closest friend, so you practically chucked out last night. If you think I'm so bad, why don't you take these kids and shack up with that corporate cow?
What in heaven's name has gotten into you?
She's Canadian, same background. You can all be white together.
Who are you talking about?
You tell me. You went out for a tie with her.
Oh, yeah, my client. She phoned here at home?
Mm-hmm. Yes, your client, Marianne. She's hungry for another red hot curry and office gossip.
Are you two going to split up?
Yes, probably. Now get upstairs and get dressed.
Oh, Jesus. Why did I come back? I got to deal with so much out there and I come home to this.
Out! Atherton's out! Great form, you're a Pakistani fast bowler. Here comes Thorpe. He'll swing the match in England's favour.
No chance.
He'll be good for a few runs, Javed.
Is Samina upset about me dragging you off to the cricket all weekend?
Aren't they here?
She just seemed a bit quiet this morning.
Nothing to do with you. It's me. I don't know how you do it, Javed.
What?
The way you operate. Your wife doesn't have a clue.
Lella's happy.
So for you, it's black and white.
I live in Pakistan, Slim, not the West.
Already I feel I'm betraying something.
Why? You haven't done anything.
But I've thought about it. Isn't that bad enough?
Jani, why are you torturing yourself?
Samina's desperate to have a child. And of course I love her, but I don't know what I want.
Oh! John! Where's the confusion, huh? Give her a child. You have to fulfill your duty as a husband.
What about us?
Jani, there is no us. It was a fleeting affair when you were 16.
It only ended because you got married.
I was 26. It was expected of me.
It devastated me. I had to escape to England.
Where you fell in love with Samina and fought to marry her against family pressure? Don't forget that.
I still love her. But since we've met again, I can't stop thinking about her.
Another six. Looking a bit glum, you two.
I knew you'd come, Sona.
For the reasons you think.
Let me take your coat.
I'm not staying.
You're still angry with me.
What did you think you were going to achieve by going out with Dula?
For being close to you.
You used Dula to get to me.
I had to. You'd been avoiding me.
Look, Dula's lonely and it's not fair what you did. I won't let you hurt my friends.
But you don't mind hurting me. I thought we had something special, Sona. Why are you pushing me out of your life?
Mesh, you're asking too much from me. I've always been straight with you. I've always said there was never a future for us.
I can't change how I feel about you, Sona. When I escaped from Sri Lanka, I was alive in body only. My own family was willing to see me sacrifice my life for the Tamil cause. I came to this country knowing nobody and trusting no one.
I'm a married woman with two children.
I love you. And I know you feel the same about me.
Ramesh, this whole thing is a fantasy. You don't even know the real me. The real me is the daughter, the wife, the mother. I can't run away from all that.
You're not being honest with yourself, Sona.
Don't make this more difficult for me than it is. It's over.
No. Look at me. Now tell me you don't feel something special.
Ramesh, I've got to go.
Don't leave me like this.
I have to.
Please, stay. Just once more.
I must be mad. One last time. I mean it, Ramesh. This is goodbye.
Lower it a bit, Dan. The flowers aren't hanging straight.
Better?
Yeah. Tie it right there.
Nothing like the smell of fresh jasmine to welcome our guests.
A bit extravagant for a housewarming, huh? Flying flowers all the way from Bombay.
Nothing but the best for you babes. Happy?
Very.
Aren't we lucky, Sonal? We have each other, the boys, Mum and Dad's love, and now a beautiful home.
Yes. Clean slate. New start.
We are all here today on this auspicious occasion to bless Dan and Sonal's new home.
Yeah.
I have known Sonal's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Sharma, since before their daughter was born. And have had the good fortune to preside over all their important events. Sonal's wedding to this wonderful chap,
yes.
Dan.
Wow,
wonderful. Standing here in his kurta pajama doing the puja, who can say he isn't the epitome of a Hindu son-in-law?
You dragged me out of bed on Sunday morning to listen to this.
Shut up, Joe. You've got no respect.
And now they are both growing into upstanding young fellows. I can see Mrs. Sharma is weeping because her daughter is flying from the nest. But I say to her, it is a credit to her that the fruit has not fallen far from the tree. The young saplings will grow in the image of the parent tree because the values that you have instilled are in them also.
Yes.
May this new house bring with it prosperity, good health, and happiness.
Yes.
Could the family please lift the tray of offerings, and if we can all join in the...
Come on, Raj. Rohan, hold the tray.
Dan really makes an effort to fit in, doesn't he?
I suppose I don't.
wasn't talking about you.
Sure, Jabeen.
Well, tell me the last time you attended a family function without whinging or whining.
Oh, I converted to Islam because I had a calling from Allah, not as a prenuptial condition laid down by your family.
And you've never let me forget it?
Your problem is your glass is always half empty.
Why do you always get the wrong end of the stick? I was just trying to say, I look like such a happy family.
And you weren't comparing?
Don't you wish we could be like that?
You wonder why we're not? I'm going to get some air. These joysticks are getting on my nerves.
Why is Sonal putting food near the pictures of the gods?
Because they're probably hungry, Karan, like we are.
Yes.
Only if you look after the gods, Karan, will they look after you.
Huh?
See how the gods protected you when you tried to come to my house alone? Because I feed them every morning.
Raj, Rohan, pass us those laddus. Why can't our sons be like Raj and Rohan? Just look at them.
Really? Yeah, Dula, Auntie, have some laddus.
Oh, Dan, your boys are just so well behaved.
Train them young, Vinny.
Oh, yeah, not like our wild son.
It wasn't a very clever thing to do, was it? Worrying Mummy and Daddy?
But, Sorrel, my picture was on the front page of the Wimbledon News.
You stole my thunder, you little rascal. All I got was two measly lines for being a contestant on Lotto Money. None of my pictures made it.
Are you surprised, Tula? That game show.
Well, Darren's gorgeous.
Oh, he's ugly.
He's only bored. And did you get his autograph for me?
Yeah, personalised, with love and kisses to Marcy.
Oh, wow. I'll take it to my Asian elderly bro. And Vinny also told me you won £150.
Well, I won't be retiring on the proceeds.
Good. I'll still have my ironing lady.
Take a set of peas if you want your shirts delivering to your new residence.
Yeah, take these. I've got some spare ones.
Cheers.
Can I have your autograph, Karen?
Don't encourage him, Alia.
So, we have two celebrities in our midst. I was the actress.
It's been a nightmare. We've had police, reporters, cameras.
It's turned into a local media circus. Yes. Croydon Cable News even going to reconstruct its escape room.
Well, it's all over now. He won't do it again, will you, Karen?
Listen, and even social services, right, have opened a file on us.
Thanks to Doris from next door.
What awful. Oh, yeah, she's tried to portray me as an unfit mother who goes out drinking every night.
Well, you were a girlies, Finney.
Yeah, Tula, discussing your date with lover boy.
Tula, you've started dating and your decree absolute hasn't come through.
Did Sam tell you? With one of her intense students.
Yeah.
Babe, did you see gossip and you didn't tell me?
Well, I thought it was a girly secret.
Oh, girly secret.
Say no more, say no more.
Come on, Raj, Rohan. Take all the children into the playroom. Come on, Mum said I'll get lunch for you then. Mercy, please. The others are eating.
Jello.
Come on. You do know, Vinny. Social services will have your file kept open for 7 years.
No, they realise Karen isn't the case for the NSPCC.
Just a smart Alex.
Oh, Joe, just in time. The ceremony's over. Here, have some sweetmeats.
No. Not for me, thanks.
You can't refuse. No. It's traditional.
Mm. Here. Sweeten your mouth. Have a laddu.
You choke. Are you all right, Joe?
Yeah, fine. I think my wife's trying to kill me.
Oh, stop it, you two. Get divorced if you're so unhappy.
I took the liberty of showing myself round. Nice place you got here, guys. Love the stone floors.
It's all come from our suppliers in India. We plan to use the house as a showcase for Dad and my new business.
Dad, it's so home.
What's it like being married to a potential millionaire, Sol?
I'm not materialistic.
Oh, stop that.
Even the pandit says our stars are in the right configuration. Come on, let's hit the black label. Oh, drink to the future.
Even the pandit.
Everyone's plates are full. Ali, Joe, food not too hot for you, I hope. Our Dan eats chilies like an Indian.
No, it's perfect.
Very nice.
Delicious, as usual, I would say.
Especially this matra paneer.
Yeah. Sonal made that. My daughter makes it better than me now.
That's not true, Mummy.
Oh, how do you manage it, Sonal? Full-time work, looking good, everything organised, disciplined. I just work part-time and I can't wrestle up fish fingers, let alone fiddle around curdling milk for paneer.
Yeah, Sonal is a very good daughter, wife and mother.
Oh, perfect, Mummy.
Vivian, how is Samina? You were expecting her and Salim.
Oh, Auntie, they've got a guest from Pakistan.
You should have brought him also.
Mummy, she sent a card.
Acha.
Was it a Mogul miniature print by any chance?
Yeah, how did you know?
Because I got one. Good luck on Lotto Money.
Yeah, me too. Congratulations on being pregnant.
I have to speak to my other guest.
Typical. She couldn't even pick up the phone.
Yeah. You know what she's like? Just private.
Well, we can all be private.
Thank God the four of us aren't. That's why we're all girlies.
See you later, boys.
babes.
Bye.
Bye, boys. Have a nice day at school.
Oh, no. Raj's lunchbox.
Dan! Dan!
Oh, he'll just have to come back. Right. Answer phone on. Turn back. Keys. Ramesh, I can't believe you come here. Well, you're intruding. Go away.
It's no good, son. I can't live without you.
Well, you can't come in. My husband's going to be back any minute. Look, we've said goodbye. Ramesh, please go.
You're the one who's always told me that life was too short and to fight for what you want.
Can't you see I was just trying to help you?
I want to spend my life with you. Come with me.
You're mad. How dare you come here and assume that I'm going to run away with you?
I know you.
If Dan sees you here, my life will be over.
Son, you're not living. Just existing on fear. Always worried if your husband finds out your life will crumble. Well, today I'll tell him. Then you'll never have to be scared again.
You're not listening. I don't want my husband to find out. This whole thing has been a mistake. It was only an affair. We agreed it was over.
When I was in Sri Lanka, I was trained to die for a cause. Suicide bombing or swallowing a cyanide pill rather than be killed at the hands of the army. I had to cling on to life. Now I know why. Because my fate was to be with you.
You're insane. Leave me alone. Oh,
it's all right. I'll tell him I love you.
Oh, sorry. I just came to drop Dan's shirt.
Tula, get him out of here.
What's going on?
We're lovers. Tell her.
In Girlies by Shaheen Khan and Sudha Butcher, Vinny was played by Bharti Patel, Jabin was played by Shaheen Khan, Sonal by Sudha Butcher, Tula by Zita Sattar, and Samina by Shakuntala Ramani. Cal McChrystal played Joe, Charubala Choksi Masi, Susan Sheridan Curran, and Amit Channa Ramesh. Dan was played by Roger Liddle, Salim by Shiv Grawal, Ali by Bert Caesar, Javed by Omar Salimi, and Doris by Ellis Arnold. Sophie and Nyla Levy played Alia and Sara. Other parts were played by members of the company. Girlies was directed at Pebble Mill by Christine Landon Smith.